Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. Tonight, we are going to take a look at MLW Fusion 175 Opera Cup Semifinals Part 2, but first, the news. This week has been a wee bit light on the news. Thank goodness everyone loves to drop their bombshells on Friday, right after I, you know, drop this here podcast, and I hate re-editing and re-uploading things just because something comes down the line, so I apologize. So this news is about a week old, but I figure I better touch on this. Last Friday, Sam Adonis announced that him and MLW has parted ways. He thanks them for the opportunity, but he is moving along. And this one hurts. This hurts me. I know the nature of independent wrestling is a rotation of roster folk, but I really felt that this was going to be good, a good relationship for Sam and MLW, to be frank. It would give Sam a foothold in the U.S. wrestling scene, if that's what he's interested in, and while still allowing him plenty of time to work with AAA Wrestling, which is his primary wrestling promotion. However, that is not going to be the case, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. MLW dropped the ball on this one. Like, Sam Adonis is going to be a guy that you could kind of, like, at the MLW level, build your company around. He could talk, he can wrestle, he can get heat. And if he talks that well, like, if it ever comes to the time where we think he needs to be a babyface, he can do that too. And they didn't do anything to sign, lock him down. And that frustrates me, because really, like, outside of Alex Kane, and we can kind of try to argue the calling, but I don't think the calling is getting the reactions that are wanted necessarily out of the crowd. But, like, Sam Adonis is a heat magnet. He's a guy you can build something around at the heel side, and he's shown he doesn't even need a title to get over, so you don't have to keep him in title contention. He can be, I can kind of compare him to, like, The Miz. Like, The Miz can be anywhere in the card, and he doesn't need to be near the title to be entertaining. And that's how I feel about Sam Adonis. And he's gone. That's great. He's gone. Yeah, just a rare occasion of, like, actual real emotion coming through my disappointment in the product. I do try to, like, I don't want to say necessarily sugarcoat things, but, like, to handle things with a bit more delicacy for the most part when I talk about these things. And no, this one hurt me. And, like, I say this, and I'm like, not even, like outside of MLW, I'm not even a huge Sam Adonis fan, really. Like, I don't, like, follow him everywhere he goes. I don't watch AAA Wrestling. I'll out myself on that. Like, I pay peripheral attention to it to kind of, like, know some of the players in the game. But, like, Sam Adonis earned his stripes in MLW, and he's gone. I know, and again, that may not be MLW's decision, but I felt like that's someone, like, he should have tried to, like, lock down. A guy with some international name cred. Anyway, let's move on. We have a show to watch, so let's go over that show, shall we? MLW Fusion 175, Opera Cup, Part 2, Round 1. We get highlights of last week's match for the Opera Cup, Round 1, and that was Davey Boy Smith Jr. taking on Calvin Tankman, and they had a real good match, ladies and gentlemen. So, like, however negative I was, like, 30 seconds ago, I'm trying to make up for it now. It was a real good match. Davey Boy Smith comes out victorious. He will be facing the winner of tonight's main event of The Sauce, Tracy Williams, taking on Tony Deppen. Main event tonight. We are welcomed to the show by Rich. I always write it down Rich, and then I just poop all over the good name of Joe Jombowski. And I'm doing it again this week. not gonna edit it out because that's not my style. But Joe Dombrowski and Matt Stryker, welcome us to the show. Run down our card here today. We'll get to that because, like, that's how this thing works. In addition to butchering people's names and missing Rich Bocchini, like, let's just let Stryker go and bring back Rich, and I guess we'll all be happy. But anyway, we get a Ricky Shane Page promo. He's going after Jacob Fatu and the National Openweight Championship. You know, looks around, shows off like all the carnage that the Calling has done. He's in our first match tonight. He is taking on Matthew Thrash Justice. And before, like, we even like get things really going, like before Ricky Shane Page could even make it to the ring, Justice, like, just comes out, dives out of the ring and takes out the gas mask goons. They weren't even, like, doing anything yet. They're doing their little ritual, and here comes Justice, just taking out everyone. Gets a ladder, taking out everyone. Justice jumps off a ladder, because that's what he does. We finally get in the ring, get a big spear by Justice. Gas masks provide a distraction. Back body drop, followed up by a kick to the spine immediately after. And it's not even immediately after. It's like, he doesn't even let Justice hit the ground before he kicks him in the back. We go to commercial break. Commercial break one, if you pay attention to the slides. Come back, and we got diving shoulder tackle, followed up by a DVD by Justice. Diving splash gets a two count. Justice, however, climbs the ladder and misses a splash off the top of that. Even flow DDT. It's elementary, my dear Watson. Your winner, The Calling's Ricky Shane Page. The match itself was short and sweet. My biggest complaint is that they really didn't showcase what Thrash Matthew Justice can do. Pretty much all he did this match was jump off of things. And yes, that's kind of his claim to fame. But dude's a hard hitter. Dude's a brawler. And outside of his tangling with the gas mask dudes, he really didn't do any of that. Like, literally spent most of the match just jumping off the top rope in some way, shape, or form, or jumping off a ladder. And the dude can do so much more than that. Like, he's actually a pretty talented dude, as much as I rag on the Second Gear crew just kind of in general. But the guy can actually go in the ring, and they wasted this match by having him just jump off of things. And he crashed and burned at the end. Like, he misses the big jump, Ricochet Page hits the DDT, and the match is over. So, like, yes, The Calling got to win a match, but it didn't make any sort of statement. So really no one really benefited from this match, honestly. As serviceable as it was and potentially entertaining if you like people jumping off of tall things, Page only just got kind of a half fluke in there. He eventually outsmarted Justice, but that's after he got jumped on six different times. Wow, negativity's just flowing through me today. I don't know what it is. Good thing it's the weekend, right? Get drunk, play ping pong or something. Backstage, Dummy Exo is walking around, getting her congratulations by all the backstage staff when a wild Becca appears. She is thoroughly disgusted how Delmi's getting all this praise from the backstage hands, feeling that she hasn't earned any of it yet. Before we can go into full detail about that, Love Doug appears, quasi-stalker, biggest fan of Becca, shows up behind her, lets Becca know that he loves her, and she is not having any of it. She calls him disgusting, she just doesn't want to see him again, just wants him to leave. And so, flowers fall on the ground, and we're all sad. Sad indeed. Poor Love Doug. Backstage, we have Sam Laterna. She is with Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. He talks about shooting to the top wherever he goes, even if he is a bit underrated. This is his first appearance in MLW. Okay, question mark. And it's also Deppin's first match, so they're on even footing. He kind of tells an anecdote about how Deppin always complains about being hit so hard by Sauce, and we move along. And here's our continuity issues continuing on. Sauce announces that this is his MLW debut, which in terms of taping is true, but the rest of us who didn't get to be there live, only got to see him officially speaking in the, for rankings purposes at Never Say Never. So that was his, like, actual in-ring debut. But, you know, whatever. This is what happens when we tape things in April, as I've been saying for, like, the last 4 weeks or so. Oh, not doing a good job of perking me up there. So, like, I don't know. Never mind. Let's just take a break. Maybe go get an energy drink in me. Maybe I'll feel better. So let's go do that. Let's go get some energy drinks. I'll be back. One momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. All right, we are back, and Mr. St. Laurent is wrapped up like a mummy. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit better, because man's no longer a friend of the show, and he's obviously been crippled for life, so I'm down with that. He complains about the Second Gear crew laying hands on him. He lays down the challenge at Fury Road for something to be done about the Second Gear crew, any member to take on Matt Cardona. So it looks like we are waiting for a response on that. But Matt Cardona will be making his MLW debut at Fury Road. Following this, we get our next draft pick for the MLW draft, pick number 5, and it is thought I was feeling better. I really did. Our next draft pick, number 5, is Tiara James. And once again, I'm trying not to poop on the talent, because the talent had nothing to do with this. Like, the talent didn't make these choices, and the talent and these picks are actually good picks overall. But once again, my complaint is that, dude, like, we're drafting people you've already got on the roster now, or that you've announced that will be participating in matches. Like, it defeats the purpose of drafting if you're going to draft someone that's technically on your team already. And I know I'm the only one in the UWN that feels this way about a draft, but, like, if you're going for a big sports feel, you need to treat your draft like a sport too. And, like, yes, you could try to argue tryouts, blah blah blah, but in the realm of wrestling, your tryouts are all over the world. Like, all you need is one good tape and you can see how well they kind of do. Or if nothing else, at least just don't announce them to be taking part in your next taping or your last taping, and not have them, you know, don't announce them and then draft them. There, getting that one out of my system too. Anyway, Jacob Fatu has a promo. He wants the calling to remember who started the bounty count in MLW, specifically calling out Ricky Shane Page, you know, another callback to the Contra unit. So that was a perfectly serviceable promo, so hopefully I feel better after this. Match number 2, Jay Bougie taking on Mr. Thomas with O'Shea Edwards. Looks to be a proving ground match, so to speak. Meaning that this is a tryout for Jay Bougie to get into the Beaumaye Fight Club. Hey, CMLW, you know how to integrate, like, quasi-draft stuff. Have actual tryouts. Tryout matches. And if they do well, let him in. Just like this match here. So, it looks to be Jay Bougie versus Mr. Thomas. Let's see how things go. And Bougie charges repeatedly. Like, he is much smaller than Mr. Thomas, so obviously he needs to kind of do what he can to take the advantage. He does eventually charge in enough times to get a head scissors, a suicide dive to the outside. He nearly gets dumped on his head as it looked like Mr. Thomas possibly lost his balance or something. Something got wobbly there. Bougie almost got dropped on his head. That was kind of scary. Inside the ring, he misses a big splash, though, and falls into a German suplex for two by Mr. Thomas. We get a springboard stunner. However, that is all for naught as Bougie gets caught in a sidewalk slam. Finished up with a powerbomb. 1, 2, 3. Your winner, Mr. Thomas. Afterwards, Mr. Thomas gets on the mic, demands the kid, Jay Bougie, to get up, you know, talks about, you know, not being able to do things alone. So he's inviting Mr. 500 into the Beaumayers officially. Congratulations, Jay Bougie. You are now a member of the Beaumayers Fight Club. We now get a promo from Willie Mack. He notes that he is fueled by doubt. Everyone seems to doubt him, and yet he gets to travel the world, plying his trade in professional wrestling. And so he tells Alex Kane to keep doubting him, because it only makes his job easier. We then cut to Mance Warner. He accepts Matt Cardona's challenge, because that's what the Second Gear crew do. He will beat the King of the Indies, the Deathmatch God, etc., etc., etc. All right, it is time for our main event of the evening. First round Opera Cup action as Tony Deppen takes on Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. This is a match I've been looking forward to for quite some time. At least in MLW. Not that it hasn't happened all over the indies elsewhere. But two technical guys willing to stretch and just do ugly moves to hurt each other, which I've stated before is one of my favorite things in professional wrestling. So we start the match with a long exchange of holds. Williams keeps going for submission holds, a cross arm breaker, a heel hook, etc. We go to commercial break spot number 4. And yes, this is the 4th time we get the title card for the commercial break. Deppen wants a strike battle, and he pretty much loses that battle. We get a modified octopus stretch. Deppen does not tap out from it, so Williams rolls it into a pinfall attempt, gets 2 for that. Deppen finally takes a proper offense with an eye poke, STO, and a senton for 2. Spinal tap, though, however, wakes up Williams, at least until a big arm wrench takes him back down to the ground. Super play and a gut wrench power bomb gets 2 each time for Tracy Williams. The latter time, the power bomb pin gets kicked out of right into a crossface, which has been kind of the theme for Sauce this entire match. Is like he'll go for a pin instead of just being like, come on man, that was 3, because that's my line when I go to indie shows. He flips it into some sort of submission hold, like out of the kick out, and that's really refreshing to see in my wrestling. We have a forearm battle in the ring. They start countering each other's moves once again. Finally, though, Williams takes advantage, gets a Death Valley driver for a 2 count, though, and that pops into an STF. Deppen makes it to the ropes, though. He counters a Sauce dive with a knee strike that was nasty looking. Deppen goes off the top rope himself with a double stomp, gets 2 for that. Modified like DDT into the top turnbuckle by Williams, gets only a 2 count though. Then both competitors go for multiple pinfall attempts, just rolling around the mat before Sauce counters it up into a pile driver, and that is what it's going to take to get the 3 count. Your winner, the Hot Sauce, Tracy Williams. He will be facing Davey Boy Smith Jr. in the finals. Williams wants a handshake. Deppen, though, flips him off because that's what you do in Cali. Or Cali, wow, that's what you do in Philly. There we go. Also, the California Heidi. That's probably where I was going with it. Whatever. We won't fix it in editing. It'll be fine. We end our show with Alex Kane. He puts over Willie Mack's training regimen of shoving food into his mouth. Willie doesn't deserve this opportunity because he doesn't take any of his training seriously. However, speaking of training, Kane thinks he could use a tryout match, a sparring contest, if you will. He's going down south to Mexico. All right. So, there's the show. That's how it ends. Going to Mexico. We'll put over the main event. The main event was really good. At least if you really like... it wasn't quite catch style, but if you really like technical wrestling, it was a technical wrestling showcase. The Bomaye tryout match was good for what it was supposed to be, a way to kind of like show what Jay Bougie can do, and then kind of like do a harder introduction into the Bomayes with him. The opening contest was meh to me because both guys could do better and didn't. And once again, just kind of like getting annoyed by some, like, we'll call it the continuity technical gaffes of showing off matches that have been taped months ago. Though I've been told the Jay Bougie Mr. Thomas match is from this last round of taping, so at least that's fresh, if nothing else. However, you know, just let me know what you think. Like, am I being too harsh on things? I do feel like I was really negative today. But, you know, hit me up in the comments section, hit me up on social media, stay tuned, and check out the best ways you can support this here podcast. In the meanwhile, though, like, I will catch you all next week.
MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, because word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor below, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass. That's TheNovaOfCass, and MLW Confusion can be found on Facebook at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. That's CassOnova. If you prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. For as little as $1, Patreon backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn and Alan Schroeder and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merchandise at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. You can find that link below as well. For all business inquiries such as ads, sponsorship, and other voiceover work, please email at rzkammer@comcast.net. Kammer is spelled K-A-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you all for listening.